Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, so we saw some gentlemen. Actually, they saw us. Walked right into our meeting that we were having with our boss, Sal, and interrupted us. Thank you, first of all. Thank you. What's your first name?
My name's David.
And who's your partner?
I'm Howie.
So, David, you walked into our meeting with our boss, Sal, because you got lost in our building. You're wearing your kilt, so obviously we know you're here from Scotland. What is this big folder you have in front of us?
First of all, you guys looked very serious in that room, so I thought you might have been like government officials. I'm trying to get a green card out here, so that's why I interrupted.
We're closer to government watch list than government officials. You're in the wrong room.
So this document right here is an unofficial executive order from your governor, Mora, to legalize haggis, which has been illegal here since 1971.
Okay, I have a question. I'm the ignorant. I'm the dumb one on the show. What is haggis?
Haggis is this little timorous beastie that people like me from ancient Scotland would chase up hills to catch to feed their family.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's sheep intestine.
Yeah, it's one of those like parts is parts shoved into intestine, made into sausage like they whatever.
Okay.
And I love stuff like this. I like, you know, hot dogs and bologna in America. I like Samhagen in Germany. I love haggis in Scotland. Like, that's me. So what is it really?
So haggis is it's basically all the parts of a sheep that you shouldn't eat, kind of blended together. So heart, lungs, and liver. Heart? No.
Yeah, it's innards. It's everything. Everything that really shouldn't be going inside of you.
And why
we have that already? It's called a hot dog.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know why it was illegal here, right? It's been illegal since 1971.
In Massachusetts or the United States?
Massachusetts.
In the United States.
United States.
Okay.
And it's weird that you guys would be so against having nefarious ingredients in food when I had Takis for breakfast. You know, like, that's got 106 ingredients.
Yeah, our government doesn't care about
us. And they're purple.
How did you get a meeting with Governor Healey? We can't even do that.
Yeah, she doesn't return my calls.
She's a good laugh. She's a
That's all you're going to say.
She's a bonny wee lass.
Yeah.
That's what I would call her.
Okay.
Kennedy just blushed when he said bonny wee lass.
Can you give me a green card?
Want to get married? I'm a good wifey.
Oh, yeah. She's got all her own money.
Seriously, I don't need you to hang around. Every once in a while, if you could show up, do a few things around the house, I really don't need anything else.
I can't promise that.
I feel like it's a perfect marriage of convenience.
No, so we were out on Boston Common because my friend Gio is a Scottish content creator and podcaster and interviewer, and he was setting a world record of the most amount of Americans drinking Iron Brew in one place at one time.
Yeah, we saw that.
So we were out there supporting him, and the team, the Govs team, saw me in the kilt and pulled me for a visit to the State House. So we interviewed her on the balcony looking over the whole of Boston, which was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then she invited me back to her private office. I didn't know what was about to go on. I thought maybe she had the same reaction as you to me. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it was more governmental than personal.
I'm sure she's married to a woman.
Yep.
That'd be a tough sell even with the accent.
Well, I'm a man in a skirt, so that's...
Okay, so who you got? Scotland or Team USA?
You ask stupid questions.
I told you I was the stupid one on the show.
Please come back. Don't ever leave. Can you co-host all the time?
I might be out. You might be in.
What is your take on the Tartan Army invading Boston? And how have you found the city?
It's a great revolution. You know, I recognize that Americans had the Prohibition. And now you guys had the Haggis Prohibition. And I've just broken that. So
you
guys are welcome. Andrew Carnegie came over here from Scotland and revolutionized the steel industry. I'm here revolutionizing the meal industry. No Scotland, no party. We're taking over.
Putting cones on everything.
I love it.
Every single Scottish person is here. There's one woman left in Scotland looking after the whole of our defense system, and that's completely fine because it's my mom and she's scary.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for coming in. What do you do back in Scotland? What do you guys do?
I'm a podcaster, and this is my podcast producer.
Yeah, so...
Well, what's the name of the podcast?
It's called Origin Story. So we interview people of their origin story. Our recent episode that's coming out this week is with Wee Man from Jackass.
No, we love... We were talking about him on the show today. Have you seen the new popcorn bucket?
No.
They're releasing a life-size popcorn bucket for the new Jackass movie of Wee Man, and the open head is where all the popcorn goes.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, he's great. He's great. We interviewed him in Los Angeles about a month ago.
Yeah.
Wee Man is a very Scottish term. Right. He's embraced our culture, and you guys have too, so thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. It was great to have you.
No Scotland, no party! No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!